Welcome to Scripture Verse by Verse. My name is Michael Moret. This is our third study in the book of Job, and we come today to Job chapter 5, and we pick up right where we left off in verse 5. Father, we ask that you would add your blessings to the word that we are about to read. In Jesus' name, amen. Eliphaz is talking. And basically what he is saying is Job is being chastened by God, and that is why he has had so many problems. And we pick up in verse 5. He says, "Because the hungry eat up his harvest, taken it even from the thorns, and a snare snatches their substance." In other words, he is saying bad people have their things stolen, Job. Bad people have their good things taken from them. Translation, Job, you've lost everything because you are a bad person. Verse 6, "For affliction does not come from the dust, nor does trouble spring from the ground." Trouble doesn't appear out of thin air, Job, is his message. Verse 7, "Yet man is born to trouble, as the sparks fly upward." Well, Eliphaz is right about that one. People are definitely destined for trouble. Trouble is normal in this sinful world. Verse 8, "But as for me, I would seek God, and to God I would commit my cause." Go to God, Job. Ask for mercy, is what he is saying. Verse 9, "Who does great things and unsearchable, marvelous things without number?" And that's true. God can do anything. And he is saying he may surprise you and turn your situation around. Verse 10, "He gives rain on the earth and sends waters on the fields." And God is a good God. He blesses his creation with life-giving rain. Verse 11, "He sets on high those who are lowly, and those who mourn are lifted to safety." God helps people who are humble. He strengthens those who are on the verge of falling apart. Verse 12, "He frustrates the devices of the crafty, so that their hands cannot carry out their plans." And he does. He confuses the wicked. In the end, their schemes fail. Verse 13, "He catches the wise in their own craftiness, and the counsel of the cunning comes quickly upon them." To those who think they are so smart enough to get away with their conspiracies, God says, "You are already caught, so you might as well just give it up." Verse 14, "They meet with darkness in the daytime, and grope at noontime as in the night." God says he will plunge the crafty into a mental and physical darkness. A damned soul is what they are, unless they repent. Verse 15, "But he saves the needy from the sword, from the mouth of the mighty, and from their hand." God will save those who are abused. 16, "So the poor have hope, and injustice shuts her mouth. The unfair, the unjust will end up in a bad situation. Meanwhile, the abused, righteous person should have hope because their future is bright." Verse 17, "Behold, happy is the man whom God corrects. Therefore, do not despise the chastening of the Almighty." Hard times should not be hated. In the end, God uses them to make us more like Him. Verse 18, "For He bruises, but He binds up. He wounds, but His hands make whole." God allows trouble, but He fixes it. And in the end, we are stronger and better because of it. 19, "He shall deliver you in six troubles, yes, in 7, no evil shall touch you. God delivers us from bad by turning it into something that works for our good. Verse 20. In famine he shall redeem you from death, and in war from the power of the sword. God is in control of the evil that he allows into our lives. He never allows more than what he can use for our good if we belong to him and are serving him. 21. You shall be hidden from the scourge of the tongue, and you shall not be afraid of destruction when it comes. By faith in God, we can be fearless in the middle of things that cause others to panic. Verse 22. You shall laugh at destruction and famine, and you shall not be afraid of the beast of the earth. In other words, through faith in God, you find security. Not through faith in carnal things of this world, but through faith in God. 23. You shall have a covenant with the stones of the field, and the beasts of the fields shall be at peace with you. A good person who is walking with the Lord has no reason to be afraid. Verse 24. You shall know that your tent is in peace. You shall visit your dwelling and find nothing amiss. God keeps us safe. He keeps his people safe. 25. You shall also know that your descendants shall be many, and your offspring like the grass of the earth. Good family life, in general, is a gift from God to those who live for him. Verse 26. You shall come to the grave at a full age, as a sheaf of grain ripens in its season. A satisfying life is the reward for living for God. That is what he is saying here. Verse 27. Behold, this we have searched out. It is true. Hear it and know for yourself. In other words, what I've been telling you, Job, is true. You can believe it. Let's go into chapter 6. Notice verse 1. Then Job answered and said, Oh, that my grief were fully weighed, and my calamity laid with it on the scales. All the scales in the world could not weigh the heaviness that Job is feeling because of his trouble. 3. For then it would be heavier than the sand of the sea. Therefore my words have been rash. Job admits that he's been talking without thinking. When someone under a lot of pressure, when somebody is under a lot of pressure, do not believe every word that they say, because they could be talking without thinking. Verse 4. For the arrows of the Almighty are within me. My spirit drinks in their poison. The terrors of God are arrayed against me. Job feels like his body has been shot with poison arrows that are not really killing him, but are tormenting him. Verse 5. Does the wild donkey bray when it has grass, or does the ox low over its fodder? Job's troubles are very real and very painful. He isn't just, you know, wishing he was dead for no reason at all. If everything was okay, he wouldn't be talking the way he has been talking, is what he is saying. Verse 6. Can flavorless food be eaten without salt? Or is there any taste in the white of an egg? My soul refuses to touch them. They are as loathsome food to me. When a person is as sad or as sick as Job is, nothing looks good, and no food is appetizing. Verse 8. Oh, that I might have my request, that God would grant me the thing that I long for. And Job would like God to grant him one wish, he says. And of course, the flaw in that type of thinking is that it assumes that it knows better than God concerning what is best. Verse 9. that it would please God to crush me. That's his wish. That he would loose his hand and cut me off. Just grab me with your powerful grip, God, and crush me right now. That's Job's wish. 10. Then I would still have comfort, though in anguish I would exult. He will not spare, for I have not concealed the words of the Holy One. The one speck of light Job has in all of his trouble is that he knows he's been living for God. It doesn't seem to be doing him any good right now, but that is a speck of light deep down inside of him. Verse 11, what strength do I have that I should hope? And what is my end that I should prolong my life? Job says, I have nothing to live for anymore. 12, is my strength the strength of stones? Or is my flesh bronze? Is my help not within me? And is success driven from me? He says, I'm helpless. He says, I'm helpless. I have no strength. I have no skills. I have no way of changing anything. 14. To him who is afflicted, kindness should be shown by his friend, even though he forsakes the fear of the Almighty. And so, even if a person sinned, you know, his friends ought to feel some pity if his situation has become lousy or hopeless. Even if he has sinned, his friends ought to show some pity for him. Verse 15, my brothers have dealt deceitfully like a brook, like the streams of brooks that pass away. So far, Job's friends are like a dry brook. You go there to quench your thirst, and you come away with nothing. Job isn't even getting sympathy from his friends. 16, which are dark because of the ice, and into which the snow vanishes. When it is warm, they cease to flow. When it is hot, they vanish from their place. Job's friends are like a lake covered with thin ice and maybe a very thin layer of snow. You step on it, you think it's secure, but you fall through. In other words, no support. Verse 18, the paths of their way turn aside. They go nowhere and perish. The caravans of Tema look. The travelers of Sheba hope for them. They are disappointed because they were confident. They come there and are confused. High expectations, but in reality, big disappointments. And so on top of Job's problems, he now has the pain of dealing with unfriendly friends. That's the last thing he needed at this point. 21. For now, you are nothing. You see terror and are afraid. Did I ever say, bring something to me, or offer a bribe for me from your wealth, or deliver me from the enemy's hand, or redeem me from the hand of the oppressors? Job was not expecting his friends to change all of his circumstances, but he was hoping for a little bit of compassion from them. 24. Teach me, and I will hold my tongue. Cause me to understand wherein I have erred. And there's the heart of a man of God. No Christian is perfect, but a sincere one wants to know what, if anything, in his life is displeasing to God. 25. How forceful are right words, but what does your arguing prove? Honest words can be painful to hear. But Job hasn't done anything to deserve all of his troubles, so their accusations are totally worthless. 26. Do you intend to rebuke my words and the speeches of a desperate one, which are as wind? You try to tell me what's wrong in my life, and you don't seem to care that my words are expressing a lot of pain. Verse 27. Yes, you overwhelm the fatherless and you undermine your friend. When you really need a friend and your friend does not seem to care, you feel like you've been betrayed, right? And that's what Job is feeling because of these guys. 28. Now therefore be pleased to look at me, for I would never lie to your face. Job says, look at me. I'm not lying. You know, most people find it hard to look someone in the eye and lie. And that's what Job is saying. I'm not lying. Verse 29. Yield now. Let there be no injustice. Yes, concede my righteousness still stands. Job tells them to slow down because they are blasting his integrity. And people better think long and hard before they accuse someone without having facts to back them up. Verse 30, is there injustice on my tongue? Cannot my taste discern the unsavory? Job says, I'm telling the truth. You can't possibly detect any untruth in anything that I've said. I'm telling the truth. Well, we're going to stop right here. We'll pick up our study in chapter 7, verse 1 next time. Until then, so long, everyone.